Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. 2 weeks ago, I spoke of the frustration of shopping and some of the customer antics that I witnessed over the years. I am sure that the situations that I have described were not much different than what some of you listeners have experienced at one time or another. While working at the post office, I also had a few experiences with irate customers. A couple and their young son came in one day and demanded that I pay their medical bill. They had been in the lobby the night before, and father got his finger caught in the stamp machine coin return while looking for loose coins. He tried to yank it out and broke it. Needless to say, I did not pay the bill. An irate fellow arrived in my office one day waving a piece of mail and demanding $40,000. The letter in question was a third-class advertisement that offered a drawing with the top prize of $40,000 and had been delivered to him after the date of the drawing, causing him to lose a chance of winning the grand prize, and he wanted the post office to pay up. Sorry. When I was station superintendent at Henderson Center, the customer windows were open from 8 until 5. One of the neighborhood kids, about 10 years old, was an avid stamp collector. He would always show up about 5 minutes before closing and want to look at all the new stamps that we had in stock. We tried to convince him to come in earlier in the day, but to no avail. More than once, we had to delay the interstation truck because of a late closeout. He was never mistreated in any way by our crew, although we would have enjoyed turning him over our knee. Then you have the customer who is leaving town that morning and wants his or her mail pulled from delivery so they can come down and pick it up right away. Some of the welfare recipients were the worst in those days. One of the women thought she had an inside track because her sister happened to be a personal friend of mine. When I refused to cooperate, I was called a few choice names. I received a call from a welfare recipient one morning asking to pull her mail and hold for pickup because she had to catch a plane to Reno. More choice names. At another time, my boss directed me to investigate an outlying small post office that was located in a general store. The store operator had the contract for postal services, and when someone did not pay their bill on time, she would withhold their Social Security checks until the bill was paid. That was short-lived as we pulled the contract. When I hear that phrase, the customer is always right, I cringe a little. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.